Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's, New Year, and everything's starting to work well here in this first month. It flew by so fast, down to February, getting, all things worked out. But social connection is the big thing you're talking about today.
Exactly. Boy, I'm kind of like you. I can't believe that it's February already. And, we look at New Year's a lot of times and we think about New Year's resolutions or goals that we have, things that we want to maybe do differently, be a little bit more organized. We're looking at a lot of stuff this time of year. And one thing that I would like for everyone to consider is how social connection can serve as preventive medicine. We want to work to be as healthy as we can be, and those goals about being healthy are top of mind at the beginning of the year. So why does social connection matter? Well, as the seasons change, and many of us naturally spend time indoors, especially the last couple weeks that we've had this weather that's been super cold and snowy, it becomes really important to check on what we call our social habits. And there are a number of healthy aging experts, clear on up to the federal level, that remind us that social engagement is a key part of maintaining our well-being as we age. Emphasis is placed on supporting social connection and how essential it is for helping older adults stay healthy and independent. And this is not just feel-good advice. It is honestly grounded in solid public health understanding and information. So there have been a lot of studies and research that back this. Older adults who maintain strong social ties show better overall health outcomes and are more likely to thrive emotionally, mentally, and physically. So that's kind of the technical way to look at it. There's a lot of science behind social connection as a form of preventive medicine. Evidence is telling us that loneliness and isolation are more than emotional burdens. They're real health risks. And when we stay connected, one of the things that we do is we're more active, we feel more purposeful, and we're less likely to experience depression and cognitive decline that can often come along with the long periods of social withdrawal. So it's more than just emotional. It's affecting us physically. And so that's why we want to put social connection kind of at our top of mind and be a little bit more intentional about it. What we're finding is there are a lot of community-based senior clubs that are making a comeback. And we saw a lot of our community groups geared towards us as we age kind of shut down several years ago because of COVID. And we're seeing things open back up, and we're seeing new groups form because we are understanding more the benefits of the social connectedness. So it's not just your typical senior center that is providing a wonderful place for aging adults to get together and be connected, but there's a lot of hobby groups that are growing and kind of popping up. We've got stores that sell yarn where they have knitting circles and crocheting circles and quilt guilds. We've heard about the crafty type things in the past. Book groups at the library get involved in a reading book club, for example. And then there are other clubs out there. I just happened to speak with someone about it the other day. So they're not just all frou-frou and craft-based. There are groups that do things outdoors. Met a family who does ham radio work, and it was very interesting to see how something like that can also put us in a place of social connectedness. So it's not just stuff that we do inside. It can be stuff that we do outside as well. And many of these groups now blend online and in-person options. So we have to also be observant of the fact that not all of us can get out on a regular basis. Some of us are tied up at home for one reason or another. It might be that we're caring for a loved one. It might be that we're recovering from a surgery or an injury. And it's important at this time to also remain socially connected. So having an online option as well as an in-person option, making folks throughout whatever phase they are in their lives, being able to access this social connectedness. So whether someone prefers the knitting circle in a local library or a garden discussion over Zoom, the effects are going to be the same. It's going to involve that connection. It's going to make us feel a part of that community, and it's going to give us better health. It's amazing how having a sense of purpose really helps boost our spirits and boost our overall physical health. So what are some practical tips that we can do? Just a few easy ways to make social connection part of your preventive health routine. And I say preventive health routine. Just like anything that we do, we have to be intentional about reaching out and being connected. So one of the things that we can do is we can schedule weekly check-ins with friends or family. Phone calls do count as social connectedness. And this is a great way for families to remember, even if we live far away from our loved ones, if it gets lost in the craziness of life, mark that down on the calendar. Hey, I'm going to reach out to mom or dad or my aunt or uncle or grandparent. Be intentional. Put it on your calendar or have a regular time that you and your loved one can connect over the phone or your friends. Join a local club, as I suggested. Can be something outdoorsy like a walking club, a book club, crafts, gardening, all different types of clubs. Just reach out. Parks and Rec have a lot of activities going on in our local communities. So a lot of great things. So join a club. Try an intergenerational program. This is another way that affects us in a very beneficial manner. Volunteering at a school or mentoring a younger adult as we age gives us that sense of purpose again that I was focusing on. Join a shared group that welcomes all ages. Reach out and be connected with a generation that maybe you haven't been involved with as much in the past as you were before. Another thing that we can do is we can explore the virtual groups, as I mentioned, especially during bad weather or busy seasons. They're surprisingly fun and easy to enjoy. Once you get the hang of all of the computer stuff behind it, it becomes second nature. And when the weather is bad and we don't want to go outside, we still have to make sure we're being connected, and that's a great way to do it. And then finally, we want to encourage folks to reach out. If someone you know has been more isolated lately, you may be giving them exactly what they need for better health by reaching out, making that phone call, or stopping by to visit. So as we think about our health goals for this year, I'd like everybody to remember this. Medicine doesn't just come in bottles from a clinic. Sometimes it comes from a conversation, shared laughter, a friendly wave, or just showing up for someone else. Social connection is powerful, and it keeps us healthier, happier, and more resilient. And best of all, it's something that each of us can do to strengthen ourselves every single day. If you'd like more information on how you can stay socially connected as you age, feel free to give me a call at the Meredithine Extension District, 913-294-4306, or reach out to me via email at kgoul@ksu.edu.
So fantastic tip, social connection, very important for all of us.